Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today. 2012 will be a year of battling over the estate tax once again. Back on that in just a moment.
When you pour milk on your cereal each morning, do you ever wonder how that milk was produced? For every glass of milk you drink, there are over 1,000 dairy farm families in Texas, New Mexico, and Oklahoma who are working to be sure you can have the most wholesome and nutritious milk they can produce. All the while, they remain committed to protecting the environment and supporting sustainable agriculture, while struggling with the same economic challenges we all face. In today's economy, we all want to stretch our dollar at the grocery store. Milk remains one of the best values for your dollar. If you do the math, an 8-ounce glass of milk costs around 25 cents. So, for a couple dimes and a nickel, you get a glass packed with protein, calcium, B vitamins, as well as vitamins A and D, all important to good health. So drink up. That milk is good for you and your family's budget. If you'd like to learn more about modern dairy farming, please check us out at dairyfarmingtoday.org.
Working for you, dairy farmers from your hometown.
2012 has barely begun, but already there are some big issues out there in front of U.S. agriculture. Obviously, writing a 2012 farm bill in an election year, and also trying to get some sort of resolution to the so-called death tax. Reform of estate taxes was basically kicked down the road by a couple of years a year ago. Kent Backus is with the National Cattlemen's Beef Association's Washington, D.C. office, and he says this is a big, big issue for his organization.
Last year at this time, we were all breathing a sigh of relief because had Congress failed to act, the estate tax would have reverted back to the $1 million exemption level at a tax rate of 55%. Instead, they included a short-term extension for 2 years in a tax package that included tax relief. And among that was they raised the estate tax exemption to $5 million per individual, $10 million per couple at a tax rate of 35%. We are definitely looking forward to seeing some movement this year in both the House and the Senate. There's been a lot of discussion lately about having some comprehensive tax reform. Now, whether or not that's going to happen this spring or summer is anyone's guess, but there's definitely a growing concern among the agricultural community and especially the business community that we need permanency in our tax code, and that's what we're going to be looking for. There is a lot of support in the House right now for some legislation introduced by Congressman Kevin Brady. It's called the Death Tax Repeal Permanency Act. There are 193 co-sponsors on that legislation, and while that is a very strong message, they still have to get enough support in the House and especially in the Senate to do that. I don't know if, with this being an election year, you know, politics plays very strongly, so the likelihood of that happening is yet to be decided. But I think some possible outcomes we could see, like I said, some comprehensive tax reform could move forward, or possibly just a current extension of the tax code as it is. Obviously, we're going to work hard to repeal that estate tax, and if that's not possible, then we would definitely look for a reduction in the overall estate tax burden. So we definitely have a lot to work on this year. We definitely need our grassroots motivated and engaged, because this affects everybody involved in the industry, from the farmers to the ag retailers. So we definitely need everyone engaged weighing in with their elected officials and let them know how important this issue really is.
The death tax issue, one of the big issues ahead of us here in 2012. Kent Backus with NCBA. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. It's the 51st annual production sale of the Messner Ranch, Saturday, February 4th, 12:30 p.m. at the ranch, Slapout, Oklahoma. They'll be selling 120 service-age Hereford and Angus bulls and 60 spring-bred Angus and Hereford females. EPD information on the cattle. This is Oklahoma's oldest annual production sale. Going to be a dandy once again this year. For more information, contact Van Messner at 580-837-5532. Messner Ranch 51st Annual Production Sale, Saturday, February 4th at the ranch, Slapout, Oklahoma. That's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.